you wanna see us come together. Hand in hand, we can do whatever. We've been held down for too long. Now it's time to put our brown face on. It's our time, it's our time, it's our time. Yeah, it's our time, it's our time, it's our time. One time for the brother that hustles too hard. Two times for the mothers that work in three jobs. Three times for the one that paved their own way. Round of applause, now everyone say. One time for the brother that hustles too hard. Two times for the mothers that work in three jobs. Three times for the one that paved their own way. Round of applause, now everyone say.
SBK, oh, SBK, oh.
They don't wanna see us come together. Hand in hand, we can do whatever. We've been held down for too long. Nobody say we'll be here standing tall. No matter how hard it gets, won't let my brother fall. I know that things get rough, and there's days that you wanna give up. But before you lose your way, just call on SBK. They don't wanna see us come together. Hand in hand, we can do whatever. We've been held down for too long. Now it's time to put our brown face on. It's our time, it's our time.
Good afternoon. You're in tune to Barbershop Talks on WGXC 90.7 FM, Hudson, Acre, Catskill. It's your boy, Big Vern. I'm in the building with my man, Kay. Slay, what it do?
Know. Let's go.
Listen, man, we got a powerful show for y'all today. Donisha, you in here with us?
Yes, I am.
I can't hear you. You in here with us?
Yeah, I am.
All right. So listen, everybody. We're going to take care of some quick business, and then we're going to get down to the meat of this show right here. Slay. Me and you talked earlier about the fact that this show pretty much took on its own shape. Yes, and this is probably going to be one of the best shows, I think. It has a lot of emotion to it, and I'm proud of the show before it even airs.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very proud. I mean, yeah. This is the first show I've ever been nervous for.
Yeah, yeah.
I get to sit back a little, you know. We all snowed in together, Hud City, so just tune in. We're going to take a little break from listening to Canary and Legend.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, we're going to get down to some business. Shout out Canary and Legend, by the way.
Keep it getting music. You know what I'm saying? It's all fam. Listen, we're going to go to the phone line, Slay. I got a caller on the line. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get some information out there. Hold on 1 second. Caller, you with me?
Yes.
Yes. Hey, Crystal, how's it going?
It's good. How are you?
I'm fine. You are on the air with me and KK and Denisha. What's up?
I just wanted to come out and say that the Hudson Little League will be holding their annual sign-up Saturday, February 8th at the Hudson High School from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. That's weather permitting.
Okay.
If weather's bad, we can do sign-ups on February 15th at our pancake breakfast. That is going to be at Applebee's, which is 420 Fairview Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And that's from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on February 15th.
Okay. Crystal, do you guys have a website or something like that?
We do. We have our Facebook page, which is the Hudson Little League. You can find us right on Facebook. Mm-hmm. We also have an email of HudsonLittleLeague2010@yahoo.com.
Nice, nice. Anything else you got for us?
Yeah. We have tryouts on March 8th and the 22nd. That's also at the Hudson High School from 9 a.m. to 12 noon.
Mm-hmm.
And all you need is a glove and sneakers for that.
Yeah, that ain't bad. Glove and sneakers? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's make sure, you know, got to get our kids in the sports, encourage your kids to get in the sports. Justin Brantley, I believe, just, you know,
yeah.
Is working with the Indians.
Indians, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And we love all of that, so really need the kids into the sport, get them into some good friends and teams.
I agree, Crystal. Anything else for us?
That's all.
Oh, well, on behalf of Barbershop Talks and SBK, we thank you for coming on. Everybody, please make sure you go to that website. We also will have that information on our Facebook page and our website also. Hey, Crystal, take care.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day.
Yep, thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Talk to me, Slay.
What's going on, V?
Ain't nothing. Yo, listen, we got a quick second. We got we're gonna call Rashad Boxdale in about 4 minutes, but before we do that, let's make sure our guest is comfortable. Denisha, you all right?
Yes, I am.
Talk to me.
Gotta get the willies out.
Let's go ahead and get the willies out.
Shake
talk to
it
me.
Out.
Before we get into any detail, like, what do you think about the snow?
The snow is terrible.
Why? I mean, I kind of like snow.
I don't like snow.
Why not?
It's cold. I like the warm.
Oh, okay. Like Florida warm and
Miami, Florida.
Oh, Miami. Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. And then we're going to have Rashad on the phone after that. And then we're going to get into the meat of our story. You guys hold on for 1 second, okay?
I think it's time to make a move. It's time to get up out the hood out and pay my dues. I gotta pick my head up and get this paper.
Ooh. See, I come from a town where you start from the ground. All you wanna do is transform your crumbs into pounds. Most dads are missing, that's a horrible fact. Mothers did or still do have involvement with crack. Either using or selling or just dating the pusher. Either that or go to work as a waitress or stripper. There was a point where all the right was doing the wrong. Gotta hustle, struggle, and keep moving along. And the teens are rebels, angels turned into devils. I chose to raise my level and promised to never settle. Being a puppet, I'm trying to be Geppetto. Cause I'm special, been blessed with a flow hot as a kettle. And I'm ducking the strays and I with flazes, starting in my days with a Dutchie of Hayes. Wait, what else can I say about my life except I'm trying to get my right?
I've been struggling my whole life. I think it's time to make a move. It's time to get up out the hood, out and pay my dues. I gotta pick my head up and get this paper.
I seen black babies that was crack babies. So why don't I deserve to see a black Sadie's? All XG. Man, I come from the struggle. One outfit, I'm rocking it to next week. But we all had them youth dreams. You know them hoop dreams, rap booth dreams. But as I see two fiends, man, the truth seems selling work the only way to get that cool cream. But I also been in good circles. Motivation, conversation mixed with good purple. Drink present, but no one thinks present. Our mind is in the future with presidents in our presence. Can't walk before you crawl, triple with no ball. See, I've been through it all, winter, summer, spring, and fall. It's like my soul deep inside has awakened. Yeah, the game is mine for the taking.
I've been struggling my whole life.
Welcome back, Barbershop Talks. We're in the building. Listen, we having a little bit of difficulty, but we're going to get it right. Listen, I have a caller on the line. Rashad, I'm still trying to call you, dog. Don't worry about it. I'm going to get to you. But hold on, I got a caller on the line.
Hello?
Caller, what's up, caller?
What's going on? My name is Clint Cross, as all of you are aware. I'm just calling in to thank you guys for all the hard work and dedication you guys are doing. It's been a great ride.
Hello,
a great
man.
Show.
I don't think anybody's
hello?
There.
Yeah, I hear you.
Maybe.
You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear
also,
you.
Also, I would like
I must
to
be using a minute phone. Thank,
you know, we wish it's a Samsung Galaxy 3, brother. But also to take this time to pay our respects to Trayvon Martin, who would have been 19 today.
Mm-hmm.
And our heart goes out to his family as we still seek justice in his case, and hug your kids, everyone. Thank you for your time, and I look forward to listening to the rest of the show.
Yeah, thank you, bro. Thanks for the call.
All right, bro.
Yes, sir. All right, guys, let's get into the meat of things. I'm going to take these headphones off. We're just going to do it the way we do it. Denisha, talk to me. We're going to start, and listen, we know that you are here to tell your story. So my first question to you is, at what age were you when you started losing your hair?
I was 13 years old, and I noticed that my hair was thinning out. First, the follicles of my scalp was like coming out and like came out in like little bulbs. First, I was shedding, mm-hmm. and then it got worse. Then I started getting bald spots, and you know.
And like, how did you feel like at that age, being that young?
Honestly, I was torn. It was rough, honestly, and I really didn't know what to do. It was crazy.
What was your like first reaction? Like, what would you do when you found out? Because I would have been running through the house. Going crazy.
My first reaction was every day I would look in the mirror. Like, I would take the makeup kit, mm-hmm. and there was like usually a mirror in there, and I would look straight to the mirror, and I would like look at the thing, whatever it's called, mm-hmm. and I would look forward and see if I could see the back of my head, and that's how it started. Like, the back of my head was getting bald, and I would just sit there like, wow, like, what is going on?
Did you lose any confidence as far as like when it was time to go to school? Because at 13, you're probably doing, you know, boys club and after school programs, maybe. Mm-hmm. But did you lose any confidence in school dances and stuff like that?
I lost a lot of confidence. It wasn't good, honestly.
Did a lot of people know, and like, how did they react to when this happened?
People honestly thought that it was because of perm. People would sit there and be like, oh, what happened to your hair? And I wouldn't get into details. I would just tell them I don't have any hair, you know. Mm-hmm. And I always wore a scarf. So people would be like, why do you have a scarf on your head? So.
Scarves is fly. I like scarves. Yo. you get the right scarf, you can rock it right.
Yeah. I mean, like, I personally, I've known you for a while. Mm-hmm. And, like, I've seen you around. And I've never even noticed. Like, mm-hmm. even just now, like, you guys are just walking across the street. And in the snow and the wind is blowing, I still had no clue.
I know, I get that a lot. People never notice. People are like, oh my God, you really wear wigs? I'm like, yeah, they just fit me.
No, it was blowing in the wind and everything. Like, I was like scared. I come from a family of all boys, so I don't know anything about, you know, women's hair and wigs and weave and stuff. Like, I was gonna tackle you and hold it down. Like, no, I got it. Come in. What are some of the challenges you faced?
And before you answer that, because I want to piggyback off of that, who's like one of the first persons or first people outside of your family that you told?
The first person, first person.
The mama love?
Outside of family? It was always family. I really didn't have like friends when I was in like middle school and all that. So
do you think that because of your condition that you kind of strayed away from people so that they couldn't ask you or wouldn't ask you about it, and you just made your family bond stronger?
It wasn't because of like I just didn't trust people, you know. People mm-hmm. always have their little smart remarks behind their back but never said it to me, so it was kind of hard for me to trust a lot of people.
And I don't think people realize how young you are. Like, how old are you?
18.
Like,
yeah.
A lot of people, when the picture went up, they thought that, you know, you were much older than what you were. So people mm-hmm. were like, oh, you know, it's a deep story, but that's as far as it went. But when people found out, you know, you're still a teenager, mm-hmm. it was much different.
Yeah.
So we'll go back to KK's question. Like, what were some of the challenges that you had, you know, besides, you know, not really trusting anybody to be friends with and stuff like that?
The challenges were basically trying to accept myself, walking through the hallways without a problem, looking at myself in the mirror, just a lot of stuff. I didn't feel good about myself.
In our community, the urban black community, they always have this saying, long hair don't care, and all this stuff. How much pressure was that, you know, because like in our community, if you have short hair or no hair, sometimes you're made fun of. I mean, how much pressure was it to be around other black women knowing that, you know, or thinking that, you know, when you turn around, they might say something bad about you and not know that, hey, listen, you know, I have an immune deficiency.
It was hard because regardless, people still gonna say what they're gonna say, mm-hmm. and being black is hard too because you know they make fun of our hair now because they say our hair is nappy and all that. So
yeah,
yeah some people's are.
Yeah, but I mean, it was hard a lot. It was really hard.
What made you decide to post your picture on Facebook?
Honestly, I've been wanting to post that picture a long time ago. And I will always sit there, ask my mom, and I ask my brothers. I'm like, do you guys think it's time for me to, you know, show everybody, like, how I look without my wig? And they would tell me, like, Didi, no, you're not ready yet. And I took their advice, and I never did until, like, now.
Yeah. Yeah, but what was the spark? Like,
the spark?
What took you over the top?
It was just time for me to get over it. Mm-hmm. It was just time for me to move on. I said to myself, I'm 18 years old. I'm not gonna deal with this my whole life, you know.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Which was very brave. When yeah. I woke up and I saw someone had shared it, and then I shared it after. I think just waking up and seeing that right away just made me like get rid of all the other nonsense that was going on Facebook at that time. And yeah. like I thought that was just like brave, knowing how young you are and. You know, just knowing how people are mm-hmm. in general.
I know I did it as soon as I got off the bed. I woke up and I just looked at myself and I was just like, you know, Didi, it's time. Like, I really, like, the name calling and all that, it doesn't matter to me anymore.
So what I want to know is, after you posted the picture, did you expect or even have any idea of the amount of support that you received? I mean, because... it was humongous, and it still is. Mm-hmm. And it's noteworthy. I mean, you deserve it 100% because of the courage that you had to say, listen, I'm me, you know, take it, here it is. And I love me, and if you don't, too bad for you. Mm-hmm. But did you expect for it to be that kind of reception?
Honestly, I expected some of it, but I didn't expect all of it.
Yeah.
It was a lot, but I think, honestly, everybody for commenting and all that made me really feel good about it.
Yeah, I mean, it was very touching. Like, like I told you, I was at work and I saw bits and pieces of it. And like, for me and your mom, I know your mom went to school with her, grew up with her, and I had no idea. And it was really touching to me. And I was like, I really want to have her on this show. Somebody trying to call on our phone.
Yeah, yeah. Snow day, everybody home listening. We got malfunctions going on. Well, we live. We here. We are here.
I'm gonna call you Didi. We here, right?
Yeah, we here.
Yeah. So like what I like to do, especially in a situation like this, you know, I'm gonna give you a second to give shout outs, you know what I'm saying? Especially like to your mom and your grandma, mm-hmm. you know, but anybody that was there holding you down, mm-hmm. like through the thick of it. Like when it was really bad, mm-hmm. you know. If you want to shout them out and say thank you, you know, you can go for it.
I want to shout out my mother, especially.
Who's
she
here?
She's here right now.
And she thinks she's not going to talk. Yeah. We're going to get a couple words out of her.
But, yeah, she was mainly, like, one of the supportive people for me. She was always there for me. And she even, the day that I had alopecia, I cried to her and she asked me, she was like, Dee, do you want me to shave my hair off? She's like, I will do that for you if you want me to. And I was like, no, Mom, I have to go do this by myself.
See, that's the strength of a mother, right?
Yeah, man.
That is the strength of a mother.
And also my Aunt Sean, she was another supportive person. And yeah. my cousin Una.
Okay, that's what's up.
My two best friends, Ronnie and Raven.
Mm-hmm. I think one of them was on the line. I don't know which one. They came in, that phone call, they said one of your friends are on the line. So we're going to try to pull her up.
Okay.
Let's see who we got here now. All right. Caller?
Yeah?
State your name, please.
Raven.
Hey, Raven.
Hey.
Hey, Raven. How you doing?
Good.
She just shouted you out. How you know? Y'all text each other and then... Yeah, perfect timing.
No, I was just sitting here listening to you guys, and I figured I would call and tell Didi how I'm so proud of her.
Oh, you're going to make me cry.
Listen, crying is good. We like crying on this show.
Yeah, don't make me cry. Yeah, I got to be a hardcore rapper after the show.
So, Raven, can we ask you a question?
Yeah.
Being Dee Dee's friend, mm-hmm. how was it, you know, with some of the pain that she went through? I mean, as a friend, I know I have friends, and if they go through the pain, I go through it also. So mm-hmm. how was it for you as her friend?
Well, recently, she's been getting stronger about it, because before she wasn't really strong about it. And for her to, like, for me to actually see her, like, starting to feel happy and confident about herself, it just made me happy.
Okay, yeah, that's a good friend.
Does that make you overprotective of her more than any other of your friends?
Always have to be overprotective of her.
Because, like, just having her sitting here, I feel like anybody say anything.
Yeah. It's going down. So how long have you guys been friends?
We've been friends for about 2 years now.
Mm-hmm. That's
she's
good.
She's probably one of the best people I've ever met in my life. She's probably one of the nicest people ever.
Well, we agree with you, and we're glad you called in. I mean, you want to say anything else to her personally while we have you on the line?
Dee Dee, I'm so proud of you. You're so brave, and I love you so much.
I love you too.
You are so brave, Dee Dee, and I'm proud of you. I really am.
Thank you, Raven.
Yeah, thank you, Raven.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, we're gonna go for a break, man, because y'all almost got me slayed. We're gonna take a quick break.
I got something in my
eye. Yeah, I got something in my eye too. We're gonna take a quick break.
I love this.
Mics are on.
Hey yo, it's your boy. Just trying to remind y'all, when everything seems hopeless, nothing is impossible. Just gotta believe. Coming up, yo, the road was tough. There was definitely few times I ain't think that I would make it. I asked my people to believe in me, that's when they started leaving me. Only a few chose to be patient. Now I'm sitting here on the eve of changing the game, and inside my mind, yo, I'm debating
what it is.
How can something that I worked all my life to get to at the same time fuel so much hatred? That's when it came to me, the people that was leaving me, they ain't have no beef with me, they just ain't believing me. Tough pill to swallow, on the inside it was eating me. Used to be defeating me, now I'm on a level where that bullshit never reaching me. Squad gon' eat with me this time around legally. Spiritually alive, ain't too many that could preach with me. That's why people believe in me. Not saying I'm God, but I'm cool with them and he speak to me.
Go.
Just believe in me. Let's go.
Believe what you feel, not what you see. Believe in your heart, believe in me.
Close your eyes and imagine the world where my crew living lavish. You laughing about to happen, cause we got it cracking. New clientele we attracting, on the low, made it classic, never slacking, acting like ain't nobody out here with us, cause we taking this game hostage, bringing everybody with us. I'ma lead, they gon' follow, believe it, cause the words I say hold weight, my rhymes never hollow. Last 2 years was a tough pill to swallow. Honestly, I ain't been the same since Colorado. Real to talk. Wake up, have a good day, feel like I just struck the lotto. But Nas was right, cause I spent that last buck on the bottle. My generation needs a leader to follow. Goes both ways, the guys need they apostle. So I'ma meet them in the middle, leave them with a little food for thought. Drop some shit and hope that it's caught.
Just believe.
Just believe, y'all.
Believe what you feel,
not what you see.
Believe in your heart,
believe in me.
Just believe in me. Just believe.
All that I'm asking is if you find something you love, then pursue it with passion. You suffer a setback and them critics laughing. Get up, brush the dirt off your shoulder and get it cracking. Like you taking that L just ain't happen. For who the bell told, better answer and stay scrapping. Don't ever sleep on the competition because you know what happens. Second you let your guard down, you get flattened. It happened to Iron Mike, so it can happen to anyone. That's why I don't just believe in myself, believe in A1. Cause Kenny just one of many who coming up in this game the same time. Different MCs, but on the same grind. It's like two trains bound to collide the same line. Seen it coming two moves ahead of you when it's game time. That's why this game mine, my people faith high. They knew one day I come change this game, my time is the K.I. Roll up this stage.
do this for everybody in the 518. Ah, the playmaker got him hating from the sideline. Water boy about to spike the cooler with some cyanide. But I don't drink from the cup of a common man. Could never be simple-minded, I'm coming up with a plan. Hope that you understand, I ain't leave, I needed to breathe quick. Back to kick game like FIFA, can y'all believe it?
Back, and we're still here with the Denisha Roberts story. We're reading all you guys' Facebook posts. Lola, we see you.
Yes, sir. Lola, we see you.
She wanted to make sure she gave you a special shout out. So, we're gonna get right back into the interview. So what would you like, you know, telling your story to do?
I want this story to inspire everybody, and I want people to know, like, you don't have to have hair to feel pretty, and people will accept you for who you are. If people don't accept you for who you are, then that's on their fault. That's their fault, not yours. Mm-hmm. And if you accept yourself for who you are, then that's all that matters.
I always go back to how important is family, you know, because like there's blood family, and then like the friendship that you and the young lady that I called, her name was Raven, right?
Raven, yeah.
That seemed like a sister bond. How important is that? Because somebody going through a lot, they need somebody they can, you know, depend mm-hmm. on and trust. So how important is the family thing?
Family is really important to me. That's all I honestly have right now. And Raven is basically family to me. She's really like my sister.
I think, like, it's great having you come on. And, you know, because the fact that you're young, it also shows a different side because, you know, everybody thinks like the youth around here up to no good mm-hmm. or doing certain things, but mm-hmm. every youth around here has a certain story and something that they're going through. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you going through this, like, how hard was it for you to focus in like school and other things like that?
Going to school, honestly, was hard because I was wearing kufis. Well, whatever they are, kufis are like little hats.
Yeah, I like kufis, man. Kufis, I like them.
And, you know, I was scared, like, walking through the hallway, scared that somebody will, like, pull it off my head. So I'm just like, oh, my gosh, I'm scared. Like, what's going to happen? So I'm walking through the hallways, worried, scared, like, somebody's going to embarrass me. Because, I really got threats. People are going to pull off my kufis and pull off my wigs. So I was really scared. But I wasn't scared, but I was, like, ready, you know, mm-hmm. just waiting.
My thing is, and I never will promote violence, you guys know that, but yeah. you come from a really big family, mm-hmm. and your family has always been strong. Mm-hmm. And I mean, as the younger sister, cousin, whatever, I mean, fear was probably something that you really didn't have to go through, because it would almost be something like, I wish you would yeah. pull my kufi off, and somebody's going to make an example out of you. That's why I keep going back to the family bond thing. Mm-hmm. But let's say you could do it all over again. Would you take the same path?
No.
What would you do different?
I would have changed everything. I would have had more courage, and I would have just faced the fact that I was bald.
I think your timing now is
perfect. It was perfect.
Yeah. It's perfect now too, I would say.
Yeah, it was perfect, yeah.
You gained some experience, and now, you know, you're growing from it. I mean, because once I saw you put up that first picture, it was like, you know, you just came out your cocoon. I was picture after picture. I was like, all right, well, go ahead, girl. Do what you do. So what influenced you to help others?
Well, honestly, since I was a little girl, I always wanted to help people. I wanted to be a doctor, you know, when I was young.
Yeah, I was going to say wanted. What, you 18? You still got time.
I mean, yeah, I still want to do it, but there's some little things that, you know, I'm scared about.
No, we're not going to jump over those. What little things, you know? This is what, let's talk about it.
Well, one thing, I'm scared to throw up. So
you scared to throw up?
Yeah, I'm scared to throw up. So
me too.
Yeah.
That's another fear I got to overcome.
I can't smell it or see it. I'm going to be doing it too.
That's it? Yeah. Just throw up? But yeah, what about as far as the, you know, getting back into school or going to school to reach that, you know, that level to be a doctor?
Well, honestly, the reason why I was going to change it because I wanted to get into forensics to help find missing kids.
Kay. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what's up.
I like it. I'm gonna pull a little surprise right now.
I need
Mama Love. We do need Mama Love up here.
Yeah.
She was telling us the whole time. No,
I'm not gonna talk.
Well, we gotta put you on. We gotta, you know, get the other side, you know, to it all. So if you'll just come in for a couple questions.
Yeah.
Real fast.
And Dee Dee, stay with her because she probably gonna need your confidence because she seems real nervous. Good afternoon, Jen.
Hello, everyone.
Say hello to everybody.
Hello.
Uh-oh, the phone going off.
So, what was it like being a parent, you know, going through this situation with her, who's now holding your hand?
Yeah. This is lovely, man.
I tell you, it was rough in the beginning watching her as a young, beautiful, you know, girl growing up. It was really rough.
And, like, what'd you have to change, you know, in order to make her feel comfortable and make her and let her know that she's still beautiful no matter what?
One thing that I can remember that I had to change, as far as myself, I had to be careful, like when I combed my hair, I had to be careful because I was proud of my hair. I think a lot of black women are proud of their hair, you know, but I had to, you know, just be careful of how I would do that in front of her. I can recall one time I was at my sister's house and I took my hat off and I began just to shake my hair and my sister looked at me with a look and I caught what I was doing and then I looked at my daughter and she gave me this sad look and I'm like, oh my goodness. So I had to, you know, just be careful and mindful of her feelings, you know.
I know you have a strong belief in religion and I know that helped, but I want to know how much did it help? Like, I mean, I've known you since we were kids. Like, we graduated together, high school and everything. But how much was the strength in your religion that helped you get through this process?
It was 100%. I mean, that is what really, I believe, to inspire Donisha. First of all, my prayers and the strength that God gave me to be able to share with her. The self-worthness and just that power, you know, of believing within yourself. So that was 100% for me.
How proud are you of her?
I'm very, very proud.
I can see it on your face. Yeah,
yes.
I can see
the way
it. Yeah.
She was sitting over there. She had that motherly look. Like, come on, girl.
I can remember the day that she. Well, you know, let me back up. When she first thought about, you know, going to school without her wig, I would tell her, no, don't do it right now. I guess I was being very overprotective.
Yeah, like all parents.
Yes. Because I can remember and recall the day she would come home and cry to me and just say she was tired of it and she wanted to just snatch her wig off and fight and, you know. But I can remember the day she posted a picture. I was at work and she called me on my cell phone and she said, Mom, look on Facebook. And I was like, Dee, I don't have time right now. Working. She's like, no, just look. So I went on Facebook and looked, and when I saw the picture, my immediate thought was, no, you know, because again, the protective.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, she did it.
She seemed free.
Yeah.
Yes. When,
she seemed very free.
Jim, when I know you probably took time to read the comments and stuff like that. And to me, as just someone that knows her because I'm from Hudson, it was emotional. So how emotional was it for you to see this feedback from so many people? And I mean, not only the family members, because the family members, they went hard. And I was saluting every last one of them, from Nuna to Ma'am to Lola to Reagan, all of you. I mean, they went hard. But I mean, to see other people to just be on there and just showing so much love, how emotional was that for you?
It was very emotional. It gave me, again, it gave me courage as far as, you know, looking at Donisha. It made me happy for her to realize and see that she touched so many hearts and that they were encouraging her. So the feedback was, it was beautiful, very beautiful.
We have a caller. We're going to take him. Stay here. Nobody don't go nowhere. Caller, you there?
I am here, and I'm happy to be here, too, by the way.
Yeah. State your name, caller.
My name is Lego Legend, Hud City's Finest.
You got any questions for Dee Dee?
I do got a couple questions for her. First of all, I want to say I appreciate your story. It was kind of dope, man. It kind of touched me. I never knew that. I've seen you all these years, and I would have never known that had you not came out. So my question is, what made you scared? Like, I'd have been scared to death to it or something like that. I want to know what gave you that courage, like.
The courage was from, like my mom said, God. I feel like he put it in my heart to honestly do this.
That's what's up, man. And you open the world, like, empowering
yo,
women.
Yo, legend, where you at, my man?
I'm in Florida, bro.
But it sound like you in a hurricane.
Nah, don't be. It's 70 degrees and sunny.
All right.
Want to take a picture on Instagram with selfie real quick?
No.
Take the selfie. Let us know you lie.
So, legend, you got any more questions for this young lady? Because, you know, I know there's a lot of people trying to get in. So, you got any more questions?
I don't want to hold anybody up. I just wanted to take my time I wanted to chime in and give my little input and just tell her she's beautiful and I appreciate what she's doing for the city. It's good when we can have a young black sister make us look good and look proud and be proud to say, yeah, that's a product of Hudson Society. We did that. That came from us.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So
Thank you.
I just wanted to let her know we appreciate that. But other than that, I'm just being cool. I'll be cool though, man.
All right, man. Yo, I'm a you're a legend. I'm a holler at you, my boy. You'll be easy. Let go. Slay, man, we got to go to another song right quick, man. And then we're going to take a quick break. We got one more call that we have to take. I got to get in touch with Rashad. But we're going to take a quick break and keep calling in, people.
Convict music. See, I can kind of recall a little ways back. Small trying to ball, always been black. And my hair, I tried it all. I even went flat, had a gummy curly top and all that crap. Now, was trying to be appreciated. Nappy-headed brothers never had no ladies. Then I hit the barbershop real quick. Had them give me little twists and it drove them crazy. But then I couldn't get no job. This corporate wasn't hiring no dreadlocks. Then I thought about my dogs on the block. Kinda understand why they chose to steal and rob. Was it the hair that got me this far? All these girls, these cribs, these cars. I hate to say it, but it seems so flawed. Cause success didn't come till I cut it all off. Little girl with the pressing curl. Age 8, I got a Jerry curl. 13 and I got a relaxer. I was a source of so much laughter. 15 when it all broke off. 18 when I went all natural. February 2002, I went on and did what I had to do. Because it was time to change my life. To become the woman that I had inside. 97 dreadlocks all gone. Later, at the turn of the century, it's time for us to redefine who we be. You can shave it off like a South African beauty. Got it on lock like Bob Marley. You can rock it straight like Oprah Winfrey. If it's not what's on your head, it's what's underneath. And say, hey, I am not my head. I am not your skin. I am not your expectations, no. With the wave cap and the cops wanna harass, cause I got waves. Ain't seen nothing like that in all my days. Man, you gotta change all this appearance. Maybe judging one another by their appearance. Yes, India, I feel you, girl. Now go ahead, talk to the rest of the world.
Cause the way I wear my hair make me a better person. Cause the way I wear my hair make me a better friend. Oh. It's the way I wear my head, determine my integrity. I am expressing my creativity. Breast cancer, chemotherapy. Took away her crown and glory. She promised God if she was to survive, she would enjoy every day of her life. On national television, her diamond eyes are sparkling. Bald headed like a full moon shining. Singing out to the whole wide world like, hey, hey.
here on this snowy day. I believe we got another call on the way. I just want to see, keep throwing those statuses up on Facebook. Dontell, I see you.
The rookie.
We appreciate it.
The rookie in the building.
We are live, still here.
We got a caller. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, caller, auntie.
Who?
Hey, honey.
Lola, what's going on?
Not much.
Now, did I just read that you in your car listening?
Yes, I am.
That's love right there.
I truly appreciate you guys. I truly appreciate SBK. Y'all are what's up. I very, very, very much appreciate you.
We appreciate you guys, too.
Yeah, and I just want to say, I love you, D. I love you, Jan. And y'all keep up the good work. Hud City.
Yes, sir. Lola, take care.
All right, y'all too. You can't ask more for that. That's a great call right there.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's get back to the questions. Slay, you got any questions? I might have one.
Yeah, go on.
I have a question, and especially since Lola called. So, Didi, I'm looking at it, and you said that the confidence and stuff, and your confidence was down and stuff like that. But one thing that I wanted to ask you, did you ever look back into your family roots? There's one thing that anybody that ever been through Hudson can say, that your grandmother produces beautiful women.
Mm-hmm.
Like, beauty is in you whether you wanted to be or not. And I understand it took a while for you to understand that. But now, can you look back and say, like, wow, my grandmother produced beautiful women. That's a known fact.
That is true. That's real true.
And I think you better shout your gram out, because, you know, I got so much love for Miss Emma, because I don't want no problems when I see her. So make sure you send her some love right now.
All right. Shout out to my grandma, Emma Roberts. Grandma, I love you. And thanks for being one of my supporters. And I appreciate that. And my mama said hi, too.
Slay, I'm on you, man.
All right. So back to these questions. So how would you help people, you know, overcome this fear? What would you tell someone else going through this?
I would tell them that first, like what I did, just look yourself in the mirror and just stare and just smile and just say, this is who I am. I mean, you have to accept the fact that this is who you are.
Which is good. Like, when I hear you talk and I'm sitting here looking at you, like, I keep singing the TLC song.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Ready. It's just playing in the background. Like, I was about to just bust out a tune on ya, but I ain't gonna do that today. I gotta pick up my album.
Yeah. What, 747 likes before they get,
you know,
that?
Yeah, you know, we halfway there, you know. We pushing. So, you know, we just wanna end this, you know, you not having any regrets, you know, having being able to say whatever you wanted to say, you know, touch whoever you needed to touch. So, like, is there anything else?
Well, we got a caller. So, and before we do that, Slay, what I wanted to ask you, let me see if I remember what I wanted to ask you. Oh, yeah, I remember. What I wanted to ask you is, what other activities are you involved in? Because with your mom being so religious, and, you know, I love the Lord, I ain't playing around. Are you involved in choir? Do you sing and stuff like that? Are there any other activities you do?
Well, I sing in my church and I play drums.
You play drums? Say mm-hmm. word?
Yeah.
Like the real drums?
Yeah,
like
real drums.
What? Sheila E type like thing? That's what's up. What church? Maybe we...
Holy Temple is right over there, right on... Sixth Street.
Oh, okay.
Hi. You have a call.
Okay.
She wants to remain anonymous.
Okay. We have an anonymous caller. We like them now. All right, so hold on. We ain't even going to ask you your name. Just speak your piece.
Caller, you there?
I'm here.
All right, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Do you have a question for Didi?
Yes, I was wondering if she had any hair tips for women who want to wear wigs.
Hair tips?
Yes.
Well, honestly, wear whatever you feel like you need to wear. Wear whatever that fits your face, and wear whatever style that you feel that you like. That's what I do when I wear wigs.
Okay, and do you have any specific colors that would be good for a dark-skinned woman?
Dark skin, I would say black.
Black? Okay, yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Enjoy your day.
Thank you, caller. I'm a holler.
Wear whatever color you want to.
That's true. That's true.
Go ahead. No, don't wear whatever color you want. Listen to me.
Where was we at? Oh, yeah. No regrets. So you can get anything off your chest and your shout-outs. You know what? I did notice, and you mentioned your brothers, but you know, shout out to Rel, you know, and some of the others ones, and Wee Wee. Like, you have male cousins that's probably mm-hmm. supported you, you know, yeah. and I know how the women are. Y'all yeah. only think about yourself and, you know, and forget about the men. But go ahead and any regrets, leave no regrets. You can come on our show anytime, like we said before, but just go ahead and say what you have to say. Let it out.
Let me see. Well, honestly, I want to shout out my brothers, Dorian, Buka, and Jarvis, my top three supporters. Those are my angels. And I just want to say I love you guys, and I want to cry.
Crying is good. We take crying.
Let it out.
I mean, they were the main ones that was there for me. And
big up to the brothers. Let's give them a hand clap, man. Let's give them a hand clap. If y'all listening right now, man, clap your hands, man. Big ups to the brothers, because it had to be tough. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And I can't forget my sister, Jazz.
Yep. Big up to Jazz. What, she still in Atlanta?
Yeah, she's still
Jazz,
in Atlanta.
Jazz, big up. Big up to Jazz. Mm-hmm. I'm in a clapping mood right now, man. It's okay. Who else?
I can't forget my cousin, Lex. She was there, too.
Yep, Lex Luger? Oh, yep, all right. Big up, Lex. Yep, all right. Just making sure. So keep going.
And what else I want to say is that people who do have alopecia, I want you guys to, you know, come out your shell. Be like me. It's just say it to yourself. It's about that time. Just accept yourself for who you are, because, you know, somebody will accept you for who you are.
That's Girl, right. You are fantastic. Slay, help me out, Slay. I want y'all to clap right now with me. So what? I can't see you, but I want to hear you.
Everybody should be clapping.
Yeah,
I just got a text from my sister-in-law in Albany, and she said currently in tears.
Yeah, this is real, man. This is real radio right here. I want to thank everybody, but we're not going to go nowhere. Dede, you stay right here with us. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. We're going to get Rashad on the phone, and we're going to finish this show up, all right? Dede, outstanding job.
Yeah. Thank
y'all better clap with me, man. Clap. Like, you better clap.
Hello.
Yeah. I stare at my reflection in the mirror. Why am I doing this to myself? Losing my mind on a tiny error. I nearly left the real me on the shelf. No. I forgot what to do to fit the mold, yeah. The more I try, the less it's working.
are back. Rashad, you there?
He will be in 1 second, Slay. He should be.
Welcome back. I want to shout out Tamara Jones. You know, she's listening in.
She shout out, Sam.
To show her love, you know, to Donisha. We appreciate it.
Shout out to Aggie, too. We see you.
Trying to get Rashad back on.
Rashad, you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's good, baby?
Not much, man. Just chilling. You know, same old.
So tell us about what you got coming up.
I got my fourth annual Runners Town charity basketball event coming up. You know, it's back home in Hudson. It's the February 28th and the March 1st. So, yeah, that's what we got going on for right now.
All right.
Hey, Sha, I got a question for you. It's the fourth annual. What made you do it here in Hudson? Like, what made you put it together in the first place?
You know, I've always saw other football players reaching out to their hometown and, you know, giving back to their community. And then I was finally able to be in that position to do so myself. So I thought, you know, I got to do something, you know, bring something to, you know, Hudson. It kind of brings everyone together, you know, get the community together to just, you know, just have a good time. So I felt like, you know, why not, you know, bring it back to Hudson. You know, I'm always going to do it in Hudson. I'm not gonna, no matter how big it gets, you know, I don't want to move it. I just want to keep coming back to Hudson. So,
yeah. What you got in store for us this year?
You know, I'm working on a few. You know, I got Cromartie coming back. You know, unfortunately, you know, Broncos lost. I was hoping right.
So he didn't retire?
No, I don't think he retired. Not that I know of. I got him coming back. You know, we got Deion Lewis. He's from Albany, New York. He was the Cleveland Browns.
Okay.
I believe he came a year or two ago. Then I'm working on some other guys. I don't want to shout out no names just because I'm not 100% sure. But, last year, KK did, he participated in the halftime thing. And I think he kind of let a couple people down.
My half-court shot was on point, I want to say. First of all, I didn't need to make it. The girl in front of me made it before me. She took care of that. I'm not a half-court shooter. I would have been MVP of anything else I would have done.
Bashaw, I got a request, man. Me and you spoke, and you asked me to judge the dunk contest, and I accepted. Yeah. But I want to ask you live on the air. I have a beautiful young lady. Her name is Dee Dee, and we had a great show with her. Do you have a problem with me bringing her as a co-judge, and she can sit with me at the table and judge this dunk contest?
Nah, not at all. That's more welcome, yeah. She can come out. That's not a big deal at all.
I appreciate that, sir. Thank you very much.
Anything you want to leave the people with before we let you go?
Just come out. You know, every year I try to make it bigger. And, I'm all ears. If you guys have suggestions in regards to, you know, what I can do to make it better or what you like or dislike, you know, don't be afraid to tell me. You know, I could take the criticism. Because, like I said, I'm doing it for my hometown, and, you know, I want to make it the best, so.
Yeah, you at work right now?
Yeah, I'm at work right now. Because
you sound like you took a bathroom break and you're hiding out. Do a quick interview.
I'm doing training right now, so I'm out in the hallway just kind of hanging out. I'm done at 4:30, so that's all good. All
right. So you gonna make sure you don't post this and let them know you're on the clock right now.
Nah, that's all right. But now I want to say, big up to you two for doing this. I think that's huge. You know, you guys got your little radio thing going. Mm-hmm. So
where can they find information?
You can go. I do post stuff on Facebook. You can also go to my website is www.itsokaytodream.com. Just go there. You know, I have information about the event, and if you want to sign up for a 3-on-3 basketball tournament, which is held on March 1st, starting at 10 a.m. It's 17 and above. So every year we get more and more teams, and you know, it's always a long Saturday, but it's a great day. So that's where you can go for information if you want to sign up. You know, I appreciate it.
All right, Rashad, we just want to let you know we appreciate, you know, everything you're doing for the city. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, we're going to have you back on the 26th, my boy.
Hey, shout out. I don't know if you guys heard, you know, J.B. Brantley's brother. You got signed
yes, sir.
MLB.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So that's huge, too. So, yeah, I just wanted to shout out to him for that, Justin Brantley.
Yeah, yeah.
But I appreciate you guys having me in.
Yeah, you know, no problem. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. I'll see
all right, dog. Be easy.
Dee Dee.
Yes.
We had fun.
Yeah, we did.
Will you come back and do it again?
Sure thing.
Yo, you see how I linked you into there? You're going to be in the dunk. We're going to be able to judge together. Look, we're not giving out no high numbers. We're going to talk about that. Right. Everybody going to have to earn them dunks. Hey, listen, we want to thank everybody for listening to the show today. Fortunately, because of Black History Month, we have two shows this month, and we will be back on February 26th at 2 o'clock. Please reach out to us. I mean, this is an outlet for our people to be able to speak their mind. If you have a problem, if you want to say something, if you want to sing, if you want to dance, well, you can dance and Slayer talk about it. Just reach out to us. Slay, anything you got to say?
You know, just tune in to 26, you know, the shenanigans will be back. You know, I had to cry this episode, but next episode I'm gonna be back to my hardcoreness and all that, you know.
Yo,
shout out to everybody listening.
Yes, sir. Yo, we out of here. Yo, we see you February 26th. You heard? Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Mics are going down this time for real.
Brother that hustles too hard. Two times for the mothers that work in three jobs. Three times for the one that paid their own way. Round of applause, now everyone say. One time for the brother that hustles too hard. Two times for the mothers that work in three jobs. Three times for the one that paid their own way. Round of applause, now everyone say.
SBK, oh. SBK.
Too long. Now it's time to put our brown face on. It's our time. It's our time.